Hey guys, welcome to The Journey with Nadine D. Smith. I'm so excited to share with you again today. I know it's been a while. And today's topic is actually, it's an homage to the fact that I've been, you know, I haven't done a podcast in a while. And today I want to tell you to, on this journey, to enjoy the journey, to enjoy the ride. I want to tell you that that is important, that your perspective, your outlook on life, your perspective on life, your perspective on the journey, your perspective on the very obstacles, and even the good things that happens to you on the journey, is very important, and they are critical to you enjoying the ride, enjoying the journey. So today, I just want to encourage you to have that mindset, have that outlook, have that perspective of enjoying the journey, enjoying the process. Now, you might say, but sometimes the process and the journey and some of the things that I go through, they're difficult, they're painful. How can I enjoy that pain? But I'm not saying to enjoy the pain, but it's important that you give respect to the pain, but you don't give it sorrow. You don't become bitter and vengeful or hurt to the point where it stops you. Remember, we're on a journey. And so in this path or in this place of being on this journey, there are going to be obstacles. It's like playing, you know, a video game. I've seen my sons play video games, and I've seen where obstacles come up that they have to overcome. That you either have to, you know, like kind of tunnel through it, or they have to jump over it, or they have to fire into it. And when they do that, they overcome those obstacles to the point where they're laughing, you know, they're smiling, they're rejoicing. So on this journey, yeah, we're going to have some obstacles to face. You know, we're going to have some good days, but we're going to have some bad days also. But it's important that our overall perspective on our journey is one of encouragement or enjoyment, or that we see it in the light of positivity. So we're bringing positivity to our journey despite any negative things that we're facing, despite any pain or any regrets or any obstacles that we have to overcome. Our perspective on the journey is that we have decided ahead of time that we're going to put joy on our way to our destined place. So there's a very inspirational quote that my mentor, you know, she wrote this, but I personally say it a lot. And it's that I am full of joy, and my joy is my responsibility. So it tells me that on this journey, doesn't matter what happens, it doesn't matter what people say, it doesn't matter the negative experiences, my joy is my responsibility. So therefore, my emotions, I have control over them to the point where I'm responsible for my own joy. And my own joy is not based on whether things are good or bad. I choose joy every day so that joy can propel me, can push me forward, and to keep me going on the journey. Because let's face it, if we lose joy, we're gonna lose out on that journey. If we don't have joy, then usually when people lack joy, they lack enthusiasm. You know, they lack that force that keeps them going forward. So I want you to think about your journey in all respects, in all aspects. Think about it, that there could be something great that will happen, but there could also be something negative or something, some obstacle that you have to overcome. I mean, life is full of like laughters, but it also has obstacles, right? And so we would be like ignorant or foolish into thinking that we won't face anything on our journey, that it's just always just fun and just good times. But no, life comes with, you know, bad times. Life comes with obstacles that we have to overcome. So we're going ahead and we're saying, I am going to choose right now how I will respond in the future, because I have decided that I will finish this journey. And so when you do that, then you're not pulled by your emotions. So you are controlling your emotions and you're controlling your responses, and you have given yourself the opportunity to say, I am full of joy and my joy is my responsibility. So today, I wanted to stop by just to say to you, listen, hey, we're still on the journey. I'm still rooting for you. I still believe in you. I know that you're working hard. I believe in you. Keep working hard. Keep walking. I'm on this journey with you. I'm also walking my journey. And we're doing this together. So I want to tell you that, hey, listen, on this journey, find that time to bring joy into it, no matter what the obstacle or no matter what the good thing or the bad thing that you're facing. Let joy be a constant thing. Purpose in your mind that you will enjoy the journey no matter what. And even though there will be moments where you have to take some time to maybe shed a tear, or maybe, you know, think about things for a minute, listen, the overall perspective that we're taking on our journey is joy, is to enjoy it, to the point where we're in control and we don't allow things to derail us. So that's the purpose of the joy. That's the purpose of enjoying the journey, is that we will not be derailed like a train off its tracks. But we, no matter what we face, we will continue on this journey. Today, I want you to write down, if you've never written it down, write down what your journey is. What is your journey? What is that thing that is pulling you forward, keeping you walking forward? You know, for some people, it's their business, it's the book, it's the job, it's the family, it's that idea, it's that vision that you have, it's that passion that is on your heart. I want you to write that down today, and I want you to look at it every day on your journey. It will inspire you, it will keep you, it will motivate you, and it will bring joy to you. And as you go along this journey, you're going to find that you're fulfilling parts of the things that you've written down. So I always tell people that if it is just in your head, it's an idea. But once you put it on paper, it becomes vision. So today I want you to let your journey become your vision, become a vision. Let your vision become a journey. So when those two are in sync, then you're walking in purpose and you're getting to your destination. So write it down today, and write down that you will hire joy to go with you on this journey. You will enjoy this journey no matter what happens. Well, I'm excited for you. And I'm glad you're still on your journey. I am still on my journey. And we will not stop until we get to our destination, where it is looking really good at that destined place. At the ending, it is looking really great. And I'm so excited for you. Well, thank you for joining me today on the journey with Nadine B. Smith. I look forward to us talking again. Goodbye.